7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Tarrant. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Tarrant Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Tarrant.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
For the Paul Tarrant Garden Club, it's Sunday morning. And we're going to try and help you today to prepare for the planting season. Don is trying to get a hold of Mark Willis and Vicki Rumpley. You have them online. Terrific, terrific. Okay. Well, joining us this morning is Mark Willis and Vicki Rumpley. They are from the Harris Seed Company. And they're going to give us some ideas today on starting vegetables and flowers inside. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? Sorry we had to call you so early. Forgot it was daylight savings time.
Yeah, exactly.
We drew the short straw, as we found out the other day.
Well, since it's already the middle of March, is it too late to start flowers seeds inside, guys?
No, not really, but it's getting pretty close. There's still some time to for some of the quick growers that really only need about 6 to 10 weeks inside growing time before they're ready to be transplanted outside in late May or early June. I guess some examples of that would be flowers like alyssum and marigolds, celosia, vinca, verbena, even flax, and something like zinnias. I've planted them or transplanted them outdoors after starting them aside as early as like 4 weeks. So there's still time.
There's still plenty of time. Good, good. Now, what are the benefits for starting flowers indoors rather than waiting to sow them directly into the garden?
Well, some species do need a little bit of a head start to get going. By sowing them inside, you're actually able to transplant them outdoors once the soil is warmed up, and let them get established. Whereas if you were to sow them directly outside, it'll just take them that much longer to flower. I just kind of rattled off some species that need about 6 to 10 weeks to be started inside. And if you're going to sow those directly outdoors and May or June, you're not going to get anything in flower until probably late summer. So there's definitely advantage for certain species to get going inside first.
Now Mark, I've noticed that with changes in the garden centers and the nursery, that we're not getting the amount of selection that we used to. So by going to a seed catalog like yours, you can now find the original plants that are maybe are not being grown anymore.
That's correct. Yeah, we tend to carry a lot of the older standard varieties that have been around for 30, 40 years, along with some of the newer hybrids, too, that we feel merit the use in the home garden. So we've got a nice rounded selection from stuff that's been around when your parents used to garden to the newer hybrids of today. And it's the same with the flowers, too.
Yeah. And the other thing that's nice about your catalog is if you wanted to grow a solid color of a specific flower, so if you wanted just yellow zinnias or red salvia, you can buy solid colors from you. While if you go into the garden centers, you may get just a mixed formula. So you do have seeds in salicellus, which is great.
Correct.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that when you order from a catalog, if you know exactly what you're looking for, you have probably some more opportunity to get very specific varieties by variety name that you are familiar with and that you truly love. Whereas if you go into the garden center, it's what you see is what you get. There may be more mixtures, or there may be a particular color that garden center is not offering, but that you had your heart set on. And that's actually true for vegetables, too. There are certain named vegetables that, certain garden centers may not carry, but that's one that you had your mind set for.
A lot of times, too, the garden center will just, they'll just generically mark something like a tomato or a pepper or a celosia and not give you the actual variety name that they might be growing.
Right.
So if you want something that's specific, your best bet is to grow it yourself from seed.
Correct.
Now, once your seeds have germinated, can you transplant them directly outdoors, or how do you care for them?
Generally, once they've germinated, you don't want to set them outside right away because they're still in a pretty tender state, and you want them to gain some size and some stability. And so once the seeds germinated and formed, I would say at least the first true leaves, we recommend transplanting them then into either tacks or pots so that they have room for further root development and plant growth. If you leave them in the seedling stage where you've sown the seed, it just really encourages stretching and spindly growth. So you want to take that extra step and transplant them up into something else and give them a little bit of space before you set them outdoors.
So if you took them out of the seed tray and put them in, like, those cell packs, would that be a good way to do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and into a cell pack or Jiffy pots. You can even transplant them into something like a Jiffy pellet, too, and grow them on from there. But you're just going to have a much hardier plant to go to the garden with. And with most species, it's going to take another, after you transplant them, it can take up to another 7-8 weeks to produce a good quality transplant that's ready to go to the garden and is going to survive once you transplant it out there.
Right. And one of the benefits of using transplanting them into the Jiffy pellets or Jiffy pots is that then you can literally take those pellets and pots and set them directly out, as opposed to a cell pack where you have to, gently pull the plant out of the cell pack. So, and the Jiffies are organic and they're decomposable so that they can just go right into your garden.
And they'll break down pretty quick. Now, why are some of the flower seeds pelletized now where it looks like they've been coated with a filler type product? What are the benefits of a pelletized seed?
That's a pretty interesting thing. And if you're not familiar with a particular flower seed, but there's some vegetable seed that's pelleted too, it kind of throws you a little bit when you first see that. But some flower seed is so fine, it's very difficult to handle. So the seed is pelleted with an inert clay to help protect the seed, and it also then allows you to handle it more easily. And then once you sow that, the water breaks down the pellet and allows the seed to germinate. So some species like begonias and petunias, that seed is so fine, if you were to handle it as raw seed, it could easily scatter, and the pellet just allows you to handle it more easily. And that's true with lettuce too, right, Mark?
Yeah. We don't offer anything pelleted that you would actually start indoors, but we do offer a couple of species like carrots and lettuce as pelleted seed and vegetables, and it just makes it a lot easier to handle the seed and try and singulate them when you go and plant them in the garden.
Yeah, that's my problem. When I try and plant carrots, the seed is so small that by the time they start coming up, it almost looks like it's a lawn coming in, and you don't
spend more time thinning them.
You just don't want to pull everything out, but you know that you have to do it. So that's one case where a pelletized seed would really be helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like I was saying with the flower seed, some of it's so fine. Like, for instance, begonias, there is approximately 2 million seeds to an ounce of begonias. So that just kind of gives you an idea of how fine that seed can be.
You don't want to sneeze when you're handling that one.
Yeah.
Are there any specific recommendations that you would tell our listeners about starting seeds indoors?
Oh, yeah, sure. There's one of the biggest problems I run across with a lot of growers when I talk to them on the phone or gardeners is that you want to be sure to use a sterile seed starting mix. Don't use a potting soil to start seed in. The seed starting mix is, number one, it's sterile, so you don't have any disease issues in the soil at all. And also, it's a much finer grain to it, too. And the seeds tend to germinate much better in it. It holds the water a little bit better, too, which helps for germination as well. Also, heat is very beneficial to the germinating seed, and that's another big problem a lot of gardeners make, is that they're trying to germinate things at too cool a temperature for the recommended temperature that needs to be maintained in the soil for the seed, too. A lot of people think, well, my house runs at 70 degrees, so I can germinate the seed in there.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Well, good morning. We're talking with Mark Willis and Vicki Rupley from the Harris Seed Company and trying to get you motivated to start some seeds inside. Now, Mark, do you need to wait for plants to be in flower before you transplant them outdoors?
Well, let's see. A question for Vicki there, if they could.
Yeah, that's okay. No, you don't need to wait at all. In fact, it's probably better to set them out before they're in flower because the plant's energy goes towards producing and maintaining flowers. So when you set them out green, that allows the plant energy to concentrate on root development and overcoming the transplant shock. And then once the plants are established, then that energy will go towards the flower development and initiation. So you're fine to set them out green.
Okay. Now, which vegetables should be started indoors to produce transplants for the garden for later?
Well, the ones you want to start indoors for sure, Paul, would be tomatoes and peppers and eggplant. Most of your cold crops, too, are better to be started indoors, like cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower. Anything in the leek and the onion family, too, except for bunching onions. Bunching onions can be sown directly into the garden. But your bulbing type should be started indoors first.
Okay, and we should be starting those now, right?
Onions, yeah, should be starting now. Peppers, they'll take you about 7 to 8 weeks to produce a transplant. So, you know, maybe another week or two before you would start your peppers, depending on where you are and what your frost dates are in your area.
And all of your cold crops, like celery and broccoli and cauliflower, definitely we should get that started.
Yeah, because you can transplant them to the garden quite a bit earlier than you can the heat-loving species like tomatoes and peppers. So certainly to get an early crop of those in, they grow much better when it's cooler and when they're maturing when it's cooler rather than in the middle of the summer. You get a much better quality of produce out of them.
Now, do you have any recommendations of good varieties of, like, tomatoes and peppers, eggplants?
Yeah. You know, we've got, like I mentioned before, we have a lot of the old-time standards, like Jetstar Tomato and Supersonic, Celebrity and Better Boy. Some of the specialty types, like the old Roma VF, the Super Sweet 100 Cherries we have available. Then we have some of the newer hybrids too that we test everything in our test plots here in New York, and so they're very adaptable to the, make sure they're adaptable for our customers here in the Northeast, where the majority of our customers are. And some of the newer hybrids that have worked very well, we feel for home garden, would be in the large tomato varieties, would be like Scarlet Red. Some of the specialty tomatoes that have looked really good, there's a Pony Express, which is a larger paste tomato than the Roma would be. We have a new large cherry called Baby Cakes, and we have a large, or it's a mini plum variety called Golden Rave, which I think is one of the best eating tomatoes that I've seen in the yellow class in a long time. In peppers, we have some of the old-time standards like Lady Bell and New Ace and Kale Wonder. Some of the newer hybrids that are growing in popularity with the gardeners are Revolution and Declaration. And then we have many specialty and hot peppers, too, the jalapenos and Hungarian wax and Thai hops that work very well. Some of the newer ones, Telica, which is a large jalapeno, Early Sensation, which is a bell pepper that matures to yellow, works very well here. And we're also starting to get into some of the container growing, too, for people that don't have very large yards or if they live in an apartment and don't have a big area to garden in. We have several new varieties for container gardening as well in many different species. Plastic eggplant is still a very popular eggplant. Pac-Man broccoli, Apex cauliflower, which is the self-wrapping variety. With cauliflowers, you're supposed to tie you used to have to tie the jacket leaves up around the head to make them turn white. This one is self-blanching, so it does it by itself. And then we also have Bravo cabbage, which I think is an excellent cabbage for the Northeast here.
Now, Vicki, what is the website where people can go to get more information and see all of the varieties that Mark has just talked to us about?
Our website address is www.harrispeach.com. And if you just type that in or Google it, you know, we'll stop right up there to the top, and then you can go in that way. And that will give you the full directory for vegetables, flowers, and growing supplies.
That's wonderful. So check it out, folks. www.harrisseeds.com. Thank you, guys. You can go back to bed now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And we're going to try and get you educated on starting seed. Next Sunday, we're going to do another segment about growing organically in the garden with Harris Seed, and that will be on at 9 o'clock. So I'm trying to move it around so that everybody can get a little bit of additional information. But check out their website, www.harrisseeds.com. And you'll get some great information. And you can order a catalog or order directly online, too. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about dropping off seeds.
Hey, Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I'm having a problem with damping off on my seedlings. What happened was I bought one of those big cubic foot packages of ProMix, and okay. I overwintered it in my basement, and it dried out. So trying to get that new ProMix soil to get wet enough wherein I thought that the seeds would have enough moisture to germinate, I think is part of the problem. But I got some new grow lights, some really fancy ones, and I wanted to test, you know, the whole operation. So I tried some beet and chard seeds, and 95% of them died.
Did they come up?
Yeah, they were some old seeds that I'm trying to figure out if they're viable, but quite a few of them came up, but all of them came up except about 95% of them just fell over. I know that there was some kind of a fungus.
Okay.
Or something.
What you
could
do, what you can do is pre-mix your Pro-Mix. And then if you feel that it's too wet, squeeze it. And then spread it out on your in your seed trays. Then take some dry Pro-Mix. Put it in the palm of your hand. Rub your hand together so that you're going to allow a small, thin layer of dry Pro-Mix. With the palm of your hand, push it down, and what will happen is the wicking action of the dry and the wet. And the dry Pro-Mix will absorb some of the moisture that may be a little bit too wet. Let it sit there for a few minutes and just pat it, okay? Then what you do, set your seeds on top of that. And then, again, take dry Pro-Mix. Put it in the palm of your hand. Rub them together so that you're getting a very thin layer of dry soil. And the way that you water seedlings is with a mister. Not a watering can, but a mister. And just give it a good soaking with the mister, but not puddle. And then what I would do is leave them uncovered. A lot of people are now using these plastic domes, but leave it uncovered for the first 24 hours, and then with the palm of your hand, lightly press down, feel the soil, and if it feels moist, but not wet, then you can put the plastic dome back on it to hold the humidity in, and you should be in good shape. But I know what you're going through. I've done the same thing where I've planted, got too wet, and all of a sudden it looks just like dominoes. It starts here and there, and it will fall over just like you're cutting down trees on your property, and you get wicked discouraged. So run it on the dry side. They'll be okay. The other thing that you can do is if you see that it happens again, any good fungicide, you could mix a little bit in your mister bottle with your water, like Serenade, and spray the Serenade directly on top of your soil. And that way the fungicide is in position to control the fungus as the problem develops. And I think you'll see a big difference in the quality of your germination, but you're better off a little bit dry, water more often, but for that first day, don't put the dome on, and I think you'll be in better shape for the future. And even though you have year-old seeds, they should still germinate for you. The way the laws have been written for seed, you must get that first season a minimum of 80% that will germinate. After a year, it will drop to like 70%. But if they're coming up, looking good, and then falling over, your soil is definitely too wet. So take the dry, pat it down, and it will wick the extra moisture. Plant on top of that, add the dry, mist lightly, and see what happens. You give that a try. I think it's going to work much, much better for you. Now, if we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we'll help you to have better luck with your seedlings. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Karen from Massachusetts with a question about her lawn.
Hey, Karen, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to rent a seed slicer this year because my lawn always starts off great, and then I end up getting tons of crabgrass, even though I use the broadleaf, whatever that word is, you know, the corn gluten and all that. So my thought was, would it make sense to put Jonathan Green's Black Beauty seeds and Eco Lawn seeds in the slicer to make a stronger lawn, or should I just do one or the other?
No, you can blend them, or what you can do is take the Jonathan Green, go north to south, then take the Eco and go east to west. And that will give you a more even application. Now, once you've done that, what you need to buy is a crab grass preventer for new seeding. Because if you put down corn gluten, you're going to kill the grass seed. If you use regular halts or crabgrass preventer, you're going to kill all of your work. So make sure that when you go to the garden center or to the Blue Seal or Agway, that you tell them, I'm planting seed, and I have a problem with crabgrass, and they will sell you a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. And that seed slicer you will love. I mean, you will absolutely love it. I have used it in the past, have had tremendous results. But the thing that you need to do first is rake the lawn. Get all the sticks, the plant debris out of there. And then put your seed in your seed slicer. Adjust the blade to the depth of about a half an inch. And then hold on to it. Because as these teeth begin to spin to cut their little groove, it will pull you. So that you're going to need to hold on to it and kind of steer it. But go north to south and then east to west. Put down your crabgrass preventer and water like crazy, and it will do real good. But make sure that you say a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. Because if you don't, the regular crabgrass or the corn gluten will kill off all of your new seed. So it's very, very important. Okay? If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Now, we were talking about starting seed and using a special soil. There is a company from the West Coast that has been around a long, long time, and they are now on the East Coast. The company is called Black Gold, and they have a special soil for starting seeds inside. And you can find it at many, many garden centers. And the Black Gold is incredible. It's It has been totally sterilized. It's all organic matter. It's OMRI listed. And you will have a higher percentage of germination. And it will encourage a good root system. And it works wonderful. So look for organic black gold seed starter mix. And you can find more information on their website at www.blackgold.com. And it's a great product. And believe me, your seed germination will be a lot better. Now, besides cleaning the lawn, adding your lime, gypsum, if you have clay, crabgrass preventer can go on. And like we talked with Karen, if you're planting seed, do not use the regular step one. If you're not planting seed, then get step one down as soon as you can. Doesn't have to be down today, but get it down. Now, many of the garden centers are having programs where if you buy a four-step program, you can get a great discount and save quite a bit of money. There's rebates available, and it will pay off. When you buy a four-step program, have the man or woman in the store write on the bag roughly when you should apply the product to your lawn. They'll take a magic marker and they'll write now for halts or crabgrass preventer and so forth.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Before we go to our next caller, I want to let you know, on the national news, they were saying that the sap has already begun to move up into the trees. And they're saying that the maple trees is not bringing the amount of sugar that it normally does because of the temperature that we've had during the winter. So your syrup probably will not be as good. Knowing this, if you have any fruit trees, especially peaches or plum, I want you to take a look at those two trees today. And if you notice any sap that's coming out of the trunk or branches of your tree, that's an indication that you have a borer. And a borer is like a worm that's inside the plant. And if you don't kill a borer, he will kill your tree. Now, the only way that you can get rid of the borer is to use a systemic insecticide. And you need to use tree and shrub. Bonide has a wonderful product that's all you do is you mix it with water in a bucket or a watering can, depending on the diameter of your tree. Pour it around the plant. It will absorb it, take it up into the tree, and it will kill a borer. But you need to remove any fruit that appears on the plant because it will contain this insecticide. If you don't kill the borer, it will kill your tree. So sacrifice the fruit for 1 year, kill the borer, feed it, and the plant will be okay the following year, and the insecticide that you put now will be long gone next spring. So if you see any oozing, use the Bonide tree and shrub and do it right now. Okay, Tom, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gary from Massachusetts with a question about Mandevilla.
Hey, Gary, good morning. How can we help you with the Mandevilla today?
Good morning.
Morning.
I put two Mandevilla plants late last spring, and they were like 18 inches tall. I put one on my deck, like facing northwest, and I put one in my side yard facing southeast, and they both bloomed wonderfully. In September, late September, I realized they're tropical plants. And late September, I took one of them and trimmed it back to the 18-inch section. These vines and flowers and everything, I mean, they grew 6, 7, 8 feet tall, and they were beautiful. But now what I did is I trimmed one of them back, and I put it in a greenhouse for the winter. And the greenhouse temperature has been averaging 72 to 80 degrees almost constantly.
Okay.
And what's happened is the stringers, I mean, they're back to 8 feet high again. I'm having the trouble wondering what to do when I get it out of the greenhouse. They're wrapped around rafters and other plants and everything else.
Okay.
And the other question is, what type of trellis should I use? Like a fan-type trellis or what?
Okay. What I would do is I would cut them back now. Cut them back by one third. Because Mandevilla and Diplodemia, they are tropical. You're right on that. But then they're probably not blooming. Because
they're not
blooming
now, no.
Right. They need long days. And right now, your days are short. So if you can cut them back now, it will encourage new growth. And then as your days get longer, the hormones in the plant will change from vegetative to flowering. And you'll get blooms on your plant. And either a trellis, you can use string. I plant one at the base of my outdoor light pole. And I just run some strings from the top, and they climb right up the strings, or a small wooden trellis or plastic trellis. It really doesn't matter.